2018, that we would bring this year in with a shout. Amen. And we're going to shout not for victory, but from victory. Amen. You know, sometimes we're not going to shout to get it. We're going to shout because we have it. Amen. You know, the Word of God says victory hung on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Matter of fact, in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14, the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen? So in other words, we're shouting from, not for, victory. Now, with that in mind, turn with me to Psalms 47 for our message this morning. Amen? Psalms 47. Equipping the saints. Psalms 47, verse number 1. He says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible or reverent. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises. I think we're supposed to sing praises. Unto our God, sing praises. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Amen. God reigneth over all the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people were gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. This morning I want to just focus on verse number 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Today we're going to tell this morning's message is a voice of triumph. We're going to look at the shouting, the singing, and the sovereignty. Are you with me? The shouting, the singing, and the sovereignty. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration in this house? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be everything God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in our hearts and lives today. Again, Father God, I ask you, Father God, to speak to me today to your children. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We say, Lord, have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way in this place. Have your way in our hearts and lives. Father, give us the faith to release what we need to release and to grasp what we need to grasp. And we'll never cease to give you glory and honor and praise for all you've done, what you're doing, and all that you're still yet to do. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? I was looking at this. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God. You know, one of the things is that we're going to look at the shouting, and we're not shouting at one another. Amen. God doesn't want us shouting at one another. We shout out of a voice of triumph, out of a voice of victory. So look with me in Psalms chapter 5. Verse number 11. The psalmist says this. He says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him with a shield. You know, in other words, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And in other words, when we read these psalms, and God tells us to read these psalms and to speak to ourselves, to talk to ourselves. God wants you to talk to yourself. Sometimes you've got to talk yourself into something that you're in a different direction. You know, sometimes the biggest argument we have is with ourselves. You know, but he says here, but when we put our trust in him, let us rejoice and shout for joy, because he is our defense. He is our very present help in time of trouble. So if you love his name, he calls for us to joy. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Long-suffering, those fruits that are manifested in our lives. Amen. And as we're looking at this and we're shouting, and in other words, if faith is the substance or the confidence of things we hope for, the evidence of things we have not seen, in other words, in faith, I'm already shouting and giving them glory from victory, not to receive it. In other words, he said it, he'll do it. I have to get it inside my heart and life and believe it. Amen. Amen. So as we're looking at this and we're shouting again, the thought that he wants to get in our hearts and lives is we're not shouting to get victory. We're shouting from it. Amen. It's already been accomplished. When Jesus said it was finished on the cross of Calvary, it was done and complete. And it's important for you and I to learn how to enter into the finished work of Calvary. Amen. There isn't nothing that God hasn't to do that he hasn't already done. Amen. And the key is for you and I to get revelation and understanding what belongs to us and who we are. And when you get revelation of what belongs to us and who we are, then the adversary can't beat you up as much any longer. You know, he doesn't have that place in you. Look at me in Psalms chapter 31. Psalms 31. Verse number 1. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Remember, it's his righteousness, not our righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. For thou art my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. In other words, God says he's got us. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, when you call unto me, I'll answer you. But he doesn't just answer us. He said, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know of not. Amen. That he's our defense. He's our protector. Amen. Amen. So as we're walking and we're operating in victory, defeat comes from the mind. Hello? Defeat comes from the thought life. In other words, when the adversary brings in something into our thought life and we meditate on it and we speak it forth, it becomes. Jesus, God spoke the word and it became. We speak the word and it becomes. You understand what I'm saying? You have to have understanding of how strong you are and who you are. You don't realize, sometimes we don't realize who we are in Christ Jesus, that when we say things, we move things, and sometimes we move things in a negative way because we have power. Amen? In other words, God spoke to the good and God spoke to the evil. He spoke both directions. Amen? But God spoke to the evil to turn them from the evil to bring them to the good. Amen? He gave everybody an opportunity and a chance. You know, when I was looking at this, he took me to Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3. Verse number 17. He says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He is rejoicing over you. He will rest in his love, for God is love. He will joy over you with singing. And he will joy over you and I with singing. He's rejoicing in you. You know, it was really cold this morning. And in the flesh, it'd been easier just to stay in bed and not go out in the cold. But you took a step of faith and you stepped out. And God began to sing. God began to rejoice. He's rejoicing over you with singing. Because what? You weren't trusting in the elements of this world. You're trusting in God. Amen? That he will keep you. That he will sustain you. Amen? That he will strengthen you. That he will protect you. You know, when I go to places to pray for the sick, I don't get sick. Because I'm protected by the anointing of God to protect me from getting sick. Does that mean I never get sick? No, that's not true. I found that when I get sick is I open up the door. And when the door opens, I make a statement. Oh, it feels like my nose is getting this or that. And the words that come out of our mouth should be, I bind that in the name of Jesus. Whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven. I have to take authority over the symptom. Hello? In other words, when that sickness tried to come to your body, we bound it over there. It has no place on your body. Amen? And you were getting lightheaded. You're not lightheaded anymore. You're brown-headed. Ha ha. Ha ha. I know. Oh, you want to hear something corny? I've got a revelation for everyone in the room. Everybody listening? If your heat goes out in your house and it's getting really cold, for a safety measure, just go to the nearest corner of your house. It's always 90 degrees. Okay. Somebody said corny and it had to come out. You know, if you realize how valuable you are to God and how dear you are to him, in other words, and that he's rejoicing over you and he's singing over you, shouldn't we rejoice and shouldn't we sing over him? Should we not return that? Turn with me to Psalms 95 and we're going to talk about some singing here. Look out, I might have to sing. Nah, I'm not singing. Psalms 95, number 1, verse number 1. He says, come, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You know, most of the songs and the praise songs we sing are psalms. And we've gathered together to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it doesn't matter how you sing. We're not here to give voice lessons. If God said everybody was supposed to have a beautiful voice, all of us would sing like a canary. All of us don't sing like a canary. Some of us sing like crows. I'm one of the crows. But we still are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. And you know why? Because when we're praising the Lord, it's hard to get one or two people to agree on anything. But when you get a whole room in agreement singing the same thing unto the Lord, amen, he can't help but inhabit it. He can't help but fill it with his presence. Amen. And God's just not talking about his presence that is inside of you and I, the Spirit of God. He says, when two or more gather together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In other words, his presence envelops the atmosphere. Amen. I've been in the places where the atmosphere and the power of God was so strong you couldn't hardly stand because of the power of God. And why do you think the adversary who says, well, I don't feel like singing and I don't like that song. But the Lord said this. Here's what the Lord said to me. He said in our singing, we're going to be singing new songs. Hello? Hello? And when new songs come and things start coming, don't say, well, I don't know that song. I don't know how to sing it. Just go along and sing it. Amen? It can't hurt you any. Amen? I don't think there's any hurtful songs in here. Amen? So look with me, when I speak of that, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Listen to what the Apostle Paul. Now, when Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Corinth, he's writing to the body of Christ and to the church. To the gathering of the body of Christ. And he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14, the Apostle Paul teaches on the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the body of Christ. But in 1 Corinthians 14, 15, he says this, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. So here before long, you're going to hear somebody speaking and singing and speaking in tongues, and somebody's going to break interpretation. You're going to hear people singing in the Spirit and singing with understanding. And sometimes that's where the new song is formed. That's when the new song comes out from the Spirit of God and not from the spirit of man. In other words, he wants to sing a new song. And in this new song, with a new song that God's going to bring forth, he'll give guidance. He'll give direction. He'll speak into things in your hearts and lives. There'll be people that have been searching and looking, and they're going to hear just what they need to hear. Why? Because it's God and not us. Amen. And that's why he says to us also in Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says this, and verse number 16. He says, hey, we're to redeem the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, that's spirits, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Then he says this. Underline this. Speaking to yourselves and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speaking to yourself. speaking to yourselves in psalms, speaking to yourself in hymns, speaking to yourself in spiritual songs. I love it when the Spirit of God comes and I start singing in the Spirit. Probably the hearing might not like it, but I love it when I'm singing in the Spirit, because I know that I'm speaking and I'm singing the will of the Lord. And as I'm lined up with his will, and then he gives us understanding. I'm like, he's not the artist of confusion. God doesn't want anyone to be confused. He does things decently and in order. So if I'm speaking in the Spirit, I need to speak with understanding to bring edification. If I'm singing in the Spirit, I need to sing with understanding also, to bring edification. Everything is to build us up. God, hey, there's enough tearing down in this world. God is the glory and he's the lifter of your head. You know, he's not here to knock anybody down. He's to build you up. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're stepping into what he is saying. He is saying, one, hey, we're going to shout from victory. The shouting is from victory. It's not for victory. In other words, I have to remind myself and get into my heart and my life that God's word is true and what he said is already complete and done in my life. Amen. I've got to take authority over things in my body. I got to take authority in my mind. You know, when your mind starts working and you have this feeling, a twitch or something that happens, all of a sudden you start speaking things. And that's the place that you need to bind. We bind the symptom. We bind the symptom by getting to the cause, to the root, not just speaking to the symptom. Amen? In other words, the cause of all sickness, the reality is, the cause of all sickness is sin. The cure of all sickness is Jesus. Hello? You know, he is the cure. He is the deliverer. He is the healer. And he wants you and I to understand and recognize his sovereignty. Turn with me in Psalms 83. Psalms 83. Speak of yourselves in Psalms. You know, when I, as a young Christian, I used to look at this and say, all these nice little poems they got in there, yeah, that's for the poet to read. But there's so much life and benefit out of it that God wants to get inside of us. Amen? Psalms 83 says, in verse 18, he says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Amen. Let's recognize his sovereignty. Let's recognize that ultimately he is the one that's in control. Amen. It may look like this thing's in control or that thing's in control, but ultimately he controls all things. And we find this in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 20. Daniel said this, he answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. In other words, he changes seasons. In other words, I believe in the body of Christ, and the body of Christ will rise. We're getting ready to step into a new season. And he establishes them. And he's not just talking about the winter, spring, summer, and fall, even though he does establish the winter, spring, summer, and fall. We shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised how cold it is. It is winter. Hello? But you know, when I look at that, I see something. I don't know. Next Wednesday, I think everybody's going to be confused because it's going to look like spring. I think it's supposed to be 60 degrees next week. Amen? But don't get confused. It isn't spring. It's winter. In other words, when he establishes the season, so we have to act like it's winter. Because if we act like it's spring, we'll dress like the spring, and the ground is still frozen, amen, and you open the door for things, amen. God has an order of everything, amen. That God is the one that changes things. God is the one that establishes things. There ain't nothing we can do but follow his plan. And if we get in his program and his plan, look out. We're successful. We're healthy. The Lord spoke to me just this week, and he said this one thing to me. He said, health is wealth.
Amen. It is.
Health is wealth. In other words, how much is spent? And sickness, it takes it from you, so health is wealth. And if he wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, and if we follow according to his word of God, and we believe him at his word, amen, the medical systems here aren't stealing all of your money. It's just like now. It's just like now. Go get the flu shot. Well, it only has a 10% chance of working to keep you from the flu. And everyone that gets shot with the flu is a carrier of the flu. And you sit beside the one that doesn't have the flu, or doesn't have the shot, and you give them the flu. Is that the way it works? Right? So I'm saying, but I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Amen. And guess how much it cost? It cost him everything. It cost us nothing. Paid in full. I think when Jesus said one of the words and there in the Latin, it said tetelestai. When he said it was finished, tetelestai, tetelestai, tetelestai. Tetelestai means paid in full. Amen. See, we have to recognize that sovereignty. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So in closing today, the word of God says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Tetelestai. Paid in full. Paid in full. You know, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, now thanks be unto God, which always, underline that, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. What is God saying to us today and closing today? He's saying this. Hey, the voice of triumph. We're shouting not for, but from triumph. We're singing with a heart of rejoicing. In other words, I'm rejoicing because it's already been done. It's already been accomplished. I don't have to work to get it. I just have to receive what's already been done for me. I have to recognize the sovereignty of God, that His word declares that every name named must bow to the name of Jesus. We have triumph and we have victory. So in closing today, the Lord said that I'm going to close this a little bit different today. I guess He just said. Can we all just stand? I'd just like for us to do this together as a body, if you don't mind.